We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, Earth Protecting viewers. Welcome means welcome in Afrikaans, a language spoken by about 10 million people, mainly in South Africa and Namibia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adanos, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tarío El Río and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión, in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel, in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá, in San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a nature school in Ukraine assists youth in overcoming drug addictions. In humanitarian news, a United States-based non-profit helps provide access to clean drinking water in Afghanistan. In eco-news, a Brazilian initiative to harvest and store rainwater enhances the lives of many. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 21st, prominent Russian writer Ivan Andreyevich Krylov is remembered. Born in 1769 in Moscow, he passed away on this day in 1844. One of Russia's most famous classical fabulists, Mr. Krylov was also a noted poet, playwright, and translator. He wrote more than 200 fables, which highlighted common sense, hard work, and love of justice, using memorable animal characters. One of his best-known works is Moshka and the Elephant. He was elected as a member of the Russian Academy, from which he received a gold medal for his literary accomplishments. In addition, many of Mr. Krylov's aphorisms have now become part of everyday Russian speech. May the exceptional gift of storytelling, such as that of Mr. Ivan Andreyevich Krylov, continue to impart delight and valuable life lessons to individuals of all cultures.
Flying news. Smog covers Beijing, China. On Friday, November 19th, a haze obscured the Chinese capital so severely that the U.S. Embassy deemed it hazardous to all people. With an air quality index of more than 500, some 20 times higher than safety limits indicated by the World Health Organization, health experts advise residents to stay indoors, particularly those with respiratory problems, as well as the vulnerable elderly and children. Pollution in Beijing has been on the rise, in part due to the lifting of several traffic restrictions along with the reopening of factories, increased coal burning, and over 1,200 new cars going onto the roads each day. Some locals have begun wearing face masks, while others report difficulty breathing and experiencing chest pains. The poor air quality has also affected sports, with China Club Football's chief operating officer David Niven saying that it has caused more games than ever before to be cancelled this year. U.S. Embassy and Chinese health officials, we appreciate your work to help ensure the safety of Beijing residents. Let us quickly turn to more conscientious stewardship of the ecosphere, so that this beautiful city in all parts of the world may soon be graced with pure, refreshing air.
Mining accident traps 29 in New Zealand. On Friday, November 18, an explosion at the Pike River coal mine on New Zealand's South Island, which was thought to result from a build-up of methane gas, has left 29 workers trapped inside a tunnel that goes to a depth of over 2 kilometres. Along with New Zealander nationals, the miners, ranging in age from 17 to 62, also include 3 Britons and 2 Australians. 5 of the workers successfully escaped the blast and are being treated in the hospital. Although there has been no contact with the other men since the accident, rescue crews state that they are still hopeful and are working with officials to determine how to safely enter the tunnel, with concern being high over the possibility of another explosion. Families have meanwhile gathered nearby to receive immediate updates, and the international community has offered help and prayers, with equipment already being sent from Australia and concern conveyed by His Royal Highness Prince William of the United Kingdom. We are thankful for the caring efforts of the rescue crew and all personnel involved, and send our prayers also for the missing men. May they soon be joyfully reunited with loved ones.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sri Lankan president inaugurated for second term. On Friday, November 19, following his earlier re-election by popular vote, President Mahinda Rajapaksa took the oath of office for his second 6-year presidential term. The ceremony launched a grand week-long celebration of national peace, which included Buddhist monks chanting blessings, traditional dances, and military marches. In attendance were dignitaries including Prime Minister Jigme Tinle of Bhutan, President Mohammad Nasheed of the Maldives, and Chairman of the Pakistani Senate Farooq Naik. In his inaugural address, President Rajapaksa vowed to further lasting peace in the country, as well as uphold transparency and help bring a prosperous economy. Commending the unity of the Sri Lankan people, the president affirmed his optimism about the country's future generations as he stated, I have full confidence that the young people of this country will make Sri Lanka the wonder of Asia. President Rajapaksa, we respectfully congratulate your renewed term in office. May heaven bless your leadership to continue serving the highest goals of fellow citizens of all ages.
Saudi Arabian King undergoes medical check. Following tests at the King Faisal Special Hospital in Riyadh, doctors for His Majesty King Abdullah Abdul Aziz recommended rest for back pain attributed to a spinal problem. The king made a brief appearance in public on Tuesday, wishing people well as he stated, I'm fine, my health is good, and I hope all of you are fine as well. We send our best wishes, Your Majesty, for your complete and soon recovery. May you enjoy many more years of wise leadership in good health.
Loving huts continue to bloom in Indonesia. There are now 11 loving hut locales in the country, with two of the newest in the capital city of Jakarta and central Java. They're part of an ever-growing family of vegan restaurants that Supreme Master Ching Hai has encouraged to help make it easier for all people to choose a better lifestyle through reasonably priced and delectable animal-free cuisine.
Saya hampir seminggu sekali itu sama keluarga selalu makan di sini.
Jadi benar-benar sehat banget, tanpa ada lemak, bahannya alami semua. Ya, apalagi jusnya ini sangat segar sekali, jadi bagus untuk pencernaan dan kulit tuh bagus.
On the busy main street of Kemang Raya, customers are constantly visiting to feast on the traditional Indonesian food at this loving hut in Jakarta.
Meanwhile, the busy shopping center of Solo Square Mall in central Java serves about 100 customers daily with a menu of more than 70 tasty vegan dishes. Patrons share their delight.
Kita harus mulai sekarang untuk hidup sehat dan dengan apa namanya menu yang seperti ini, yang bebas dari kolesterol, bebas dari hewani, bebas dari susu dan sebagainya. Ini adalah saatnya kita sekarang harus makan seperti ini. Tapi masakannya betul-betul luar biasa, enak sekali. Coba.
Enak sekali. Ya, masakannya bagi saya cukup enak. Ya, kira-kira seperti masakan rumah.
Saya jadi kurang. Dari kecil sampai setua ini itu saya nggak doyan sama sekali sayur. Ya kan? Sayuran sama sekali nggak doyan saya. Tapi baru kali ini saya menikmati di apa itu? Loving Hut. Kalau nggak percaya boleh saya tanya teman-teman saya, karena teman-teman saya itu semua kalau ada kaget semua.
Dan marilah kita bersama-sama dalam satu semangat, defect, go green, to save the planet. Terima kasih.
Congratulations Loving Huts in Solo and Jakarta, Indonesia. As we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her support of these new and accessible veg restaurants, may more and more people discover and adopt the exciting vegan diet.
Famous British store bans foie gras. On Wednesday, November 17th, the celebrated London department store Harvey Nichols promised to eliminate foie gras from its restaurant menus. The pledge followed an appeal to the company made by legendary British actor Sir Roger Moore, best known for his role as James Bond. Sir Roger has been working with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, in a campaign to raise awareness and put a stop to the cruel process of making foie gras, which involves force-feeding ducks and geese with metal tubes. Harvey Nichols, which has already removed the product from its store shelves, will also remove it from restaurants as of 2011. The actor now plans to encourage other renowned London stores towards similar elimination of foie gras. Our grateful thanks to Roger Moore and Peter, and bravo, Harvey Nichols, for your conscientious endeavours to put a stop to the cruelty of foie gras. Let us all strive to create a more harmonious world for all beings by choosing the healthy, delicious, and life-affirming plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Hundred-year Leo Tolstoy commemoration. On the 100th anniversary of his death on November 20th, media outlets across the globe remembered Leo Tolstoy, Russian author, pacifist, and vegetarian, who is still viewed as one of the greatest novelists to have ever lived. Born in 1828, his earlier life accomplishments included founding a liberal education system along with 13 schools in the area around his modest countryside estate of Yasnaya Polyanato. Besides the timeless masterpieces War and Peace and Anna Karenina, Leo Tolstoy also came to be known for his ideas of nonviolence as conveyed through works such as The Kingdom of God is Within You, which influenced legendary peace-loving figures like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. Award-winning British biographer Andrew Norman Wilson spoke for many, as he stated in Tribute.
When you get to the end of Tolstoy's life, the thousands of people who are following his coffin when he died, they weren't following him because he was a great novelist. They were following him because he had taught not only Russia but the world how it ought to live, how we should be less selfish, how we shouldn't be wrecking the planet, how we shouldn't be fighting wars.
I think his ideas haven't yet been reached, and they are just starting to be tapped into, and that's why I think Russia has a great future.
We join the global community in celebrating the life of Leo Tolstoy and his legacy of insight and peace. May his gifted works continue to illuminate the minds and hearts of people worldwide.
Toshiba introduces new high-tech washing machine. Recently introduced by the Japan-based company, the new compact and fully automated model AWD950SKC uses direct drive inverter technology, which controls the strength and speed of a wash cycle according to the types of fabric being washed. As the first of its kind, this machine can regulate pulsator speeds between 30 and 150 rotations per minute, depending on whether the material is delicate or strong, and can also handle heavy loads of 8.5 kilograms at a time. What an advancement in cleaning technology. Kudos Toshiba, and we look forward to many more such developments that improve the quality of life for all.
Save our planet. Sea lice from fish farms infecting wild salmon. Canadian researchers have found fish farms to be a major source of sea lice and other marine pathogens that are infesting wild salmon off the coast of British Columbia, Canada. The study reveals that while about 5% of juvenile salmon were affected in areas without fish farms, up to 40% were afflicted in areas with high concentrations of fish farms.
Lead author Professor John Reynolds of Simon Fraser University said, "Everyone thought before it was a brought-on specific problem, and we are showing here that it is a problem in every region we investigated. In fish farms, attempts are made to control sea lice with medication, but for wild fish, especially the vulnerable young, they can be lethal."
Our appreciation, Professor Reynolds and colleagues, for your efforts to highlight the grave dangers posed by fish farms on surrounding wildlife. Let us strive to eliminate such life-threatening conditions to ensure the safety of the salmon and all other beings of the wild that grace our earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long emphasized the need for humanity to act with greater consideration for our co-inhabitants, as during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
The natural evolution is that we let it evolve. But here we come interfering with everything. We raise the animal. We force them in cramped little crate that they could not even move around. So we breed disease and we cause suffering to ourselves by eating these disease-filled flesh of animals. Cause suffering to them, cause suffering to us. And we even breed animals unnaturally, like at least 55 billion livestock per year, and billions more fish, etc. These are not natural made. We even breed fish in a confined area, and these numbers have since increased and are continuously increasing. Moreover, we went against our own human evolution as well, as we were biologically made to digest only plant-based food. We have to protect all species so that we can keep our biodiversity and keep a natural evolution for all beings, including humans. Please, be veg.
Save Our Planet, the electric car SR0, developed by engineers in the United Kingdom, completes a 26,000-kilometer journey in 70 days, traveling emissions-free from near the Arctic Circle in Alaska, USA, to Argentina on geothermally recharged batteries.
Save Our Planet. Mexican civil society organizations call on the government to pass comprehensive long-term policies that reduce emissions and create a low-carbon economy to protect the nation's people and her ecosystems.
Save Our Planet. A decade of drought and recent record-high temperatures have resulted in water scarcity that has caused over 500,000 people in Syria to flee their original homes in search of new lives and livelihoods.
Warning news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Safety and Inspection Service announces a recall of over 2,600 pounds of fully cooked smoked turkey meat due to possible bacterial contamination with the potentially deadly listeria.
International bestseller, The Birds in My Life. Our diet is completely animal-free. Today, we have a computer keyboard shortcut tip to share. If you're working on a long Microsoft Word document, you can press the Shift key plus F5 key to pick up where you left off. It will take you to the last line your cursor was at when the document was saved. That way, you'll not need to spend the time scrolling down to find your place. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In health news, a school in Ukraine assists youth in overcoming drug addictions through natural living. The Dragon Tiger School in Crimea, which opened in the mid-1990s, has helped several hundred youths to become drug-free. Through a combination of mental and physical exercises, saunas, and immersion in cold spring water, the youngsters find that they can enjoy life without a debilitating addictive drug habit. School director Mr. Valery Margin stated that the mission of the school was to bring people back to their true noble nature. Our heartfelt gratitude, Director Valery Margin and Dragon Tiger School, for your very important work. May you continue encouraging many precious individuals to adopt life-affirming ways with heaven's blessings.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
In humanitarian news, a United States-based non-profit helps provide access to clean drinking water in Afghanistan. Life for Relief and Development officially commenced two new water wells with mechanical pumps in the rural regions of Kabul, the country's capital. They will benefit hundreds of Afghan people. Our warm appreciation, Life for Relief and Development, for your dedication to the well-being of the residents of Afghanistan. May clean water, pristine air, and nourishing plant-based food be available for all global citizens for a flourishing planetary future. Up next on Noteworthy News, 1 million households in Brazil are given tanks to harvest rainwater. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned for more supporting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a joyful world. In Eco News, a Brazilian initiative to harvest and store rainwater helps many. The 1 million rural water tanks program is being put into effect by networking in Brazil's semi-arid region, ASA. This is a collaboration of more than 700 non-governmental organizations from 9 northeastern and 2 southeastern states. Financial support for the project is being provided by the Social Development and Hunger Eradication Ministry. ASA envisions that through an expansion of this endeavor, the people of the area will have enough water to sustain them throughout the entire year. Kudos networking in Brazil's semi-arid region for this laudable effort. May eco-techniques like this, hand-in-hand with a veg diet, bring us to a lush state of a long-lasting earth.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Glowworm Talk. It is told in Gujarati, a language spoken in India.
Agyo, puche che agya ba ne? Aaje raate tari light kem nathi chalti, su bagdi gayu che? Agyo ba, keche? બેટરી મારી રિચાર્જ કરવાની ભૂલી ગયો.
And now for a hotline from Dr. Sargun Issa, president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Assyrian Aid Society. Dr. Issa commented on Assyrian Aid Society restoring the splendid spirit of ancient Assyria on good people, good works.
Dear Supreme Master Television, on behalf of Assyrian Aid Society Los Angeles Chapter, I would like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt thanks for your efforts in airing a program showing Assyrian Aid Society's goals, activities, and achievements. Supreme Master Television is doing an excellent job. Your messages are peaceful and for the benefit of human beings and the earth. Wishing you success in your holy mission. May God bless you. Best regards, Dr. Sargon Issa.
Esteemed Dr. Sargon Issa, thank you so much for your warm note. It was our great honor to present the Assyrian Aid Society and the noble work you are doing to help so many beautiful individuals. May heaven bless you and all the pure-hearted Assyrians around the world.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say tot ziens, which means goodbye in Afrikaans.
May you be graced with joy and compassion for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
American actress Monique Coleman is appointed as the first ever United Nations Youth Champion to bring attention to issues concerning young people, as well as shine a light on their constructive contributions to society.
President Dmitry Medvedev states that Russia will continue to support Armenia and Azerbaijan in resolving the Nagorno-Karabakh matter and ensuring peace in the region.
Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the USA design a camera that uses a specialized laser to create bursts of light that are reflected on objects to detect what is around the corner, thereby depicting images that are not in a direct line of sight.
Argentina sends humanitarian relief personnel and tablets to supply 600,000 liters of clean drinking water to the hurricane-affected island nation of Santa Lucia.
A study by British scientists from the University of East Anglia concludes that apart from not smoking, regular physical exercise reduces about 24 health risks and slows the aging process.
Through the use of social networking websites such as Facebook and Twitter by Philippine weather and relief agencies, real-time weather advisories are credited with saving thousands of lives in times of disaster, such as October's Super Typhoon Megi.
Recovering Russian journalist Oleg Kashin, who was severely injured earlier this month, is now recovering at the hospital and has resumed posting entries in his online blog.
For his efforts to stop the cruel practice of shark finning in Costa Rica, Randall Araúz, president of the Costa Rican Marine Turtle Restoration Program, is bestowed with Sweden's 2010 Göteborg Awards for Sustainable Development. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Randall's compassionate life-saving endeavors with the Shining World Hero Award.
Beginning their 11,000-kilometer journey in Cape Town, South Africa, Muslims Nathim Cairncross and Imtiaz Haron complete their Hajj, the holy pilgrimage to Mecca, after 9 months of cycling.
In efforts to promote Azerbaijani literature, the Turkic-speaking country's Policy Support Foundation donated funds to publish the poem Golestan by prominent Azerbaijani poet Bakhtiyar Vahabzadeh in Kyrgyz and Azerbaijani languages.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.